How do you mean you ain't getting excited? You're 3-1 with Chance going
to Rosette. I didn't get excited at all.
How could you not be excited?
You want to leave. Let's talk about that first.
I mean, it ain't nothing
really. Ahead of schedule. That's a consolation prize.
Yeah. We're ahead of schedule.
Yeah, that's not no consolation prize.
Yes, we are.
No, you don't.
We got a team full of youngsters.
Ain't no pats on the back.
We didn't have enough pitching going into that series.
You got what now? You got a team with a what?
Youngsters.
Team full of youngsters.
Yes, sir.
That's ready to get what?
That's ready in their prime, ready.
Ready to get paid.
No, they ain't. Which one's ready to get paid?
All of them.
They done got paid.
The Albies got screwed. Acuna got his money.
Who cares about what they signed? 5 years and what? 5 years and 7 years, right?
Is Albies going to become disgruntled?
Who cares if he's disgruntled?
Man, and then on top of that, you know what I'm saying? Albies ain't no trade bait either.
Why? What you mean he ain't no trade bait?
Team would trade for him, that's a steal.
What you mean a steal? Ain't no salary cap in baseball.
No, I'm saying, but with his contract already under contract?
Yeah.
That'd be a steal to get rid of him.
Ain't nobody getting rid of him.
No, I'm saying he would never be trade bait with his contract. He's more untouchable than Acuna.
Right.
With the salary.
But Acuna ain't making that much money. He's $20 million a year. That ain't a lot of money for him. He could have waited and got Mike Trout money.
But that ain't, when you got $20 million a year at his age,
just like with Albies. No, he getting $7 million a year.
$35 million is what his deal is.
Right, getting $7 million a year.
And he said that I know I could have got more money. He said, but to know that no matter what happens,
I got this
money, and my family is sick. My whole family. Mm-hmm. He was like, it's not for me. He said, I signed now because of my family. Mm-hmm. So he said, I mean, you get $35 million. You really can't complain about it,
yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, he getting chump change, and he's going to become disgruntled. And you cannot sit here and act like you was happy or okay with losing.
No, I was, man, we overachieved this year.
What you think about that last game, though? Game 7, how did it play out to you?
That base running killed the game.
Base running, terrible, man. That's just...
Well, base running killed the game.
In the game before that, you had a base running there.
But we exceeded our expectations. If you'd have asked me going into the season if the Braves would go to a Game 7 of the NLCS, I would take it.
Yeah, to be that part. To be what your season is accumulated was.
I'd take it and lose to the Dodgers in a Game 7. I didn't think we could get 3 games off of them.
I honestly thought y'all could win the World Series.
See, you thinking way different than me. We got that closer from y'all. He's overrated. I just seen it, though. I just seen that he was overrated. All right. Our ace of our staff got hurt beginning of the year.
Time out. Is he overrated or is he just...
Can't play under pressure. Whichever
what
one.
He is.
He can't play under pressure or overrated one. Because coming into the season, he's supposed to be lights out.
Well, y'all got 2 guys that we passed on. Your setup guy was I used to be our closer. And then Smith was a closer. We had both of them.
What the other guy name, you know? Melanskin.
Melanskin was from us.
But nah, he played good.
He should have been closer.
No, that left-hander should have been closer.
Smith?
Because we brung him in as a stopper.
Stopper.
So we don't need to bring out a stopper and bring all that hype in the offseason, and he's just a setup man.
Yeah, because you paid him to be the guy that...
I'm paying him to be the big dog.
Yeah.
The lights out.
This is a problem. Y'all got excited. He was a flash in the pan for us. You know, he wasn't out closing the whole season. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
He was flash in the pan towards the end.
I don't look at no Giants, so I don't know nothing about no Giants.
He was our setup guy, yeah? But then he just came lights out down towards the end.
But he's a bum, though.
Well, I ain't going to say he's a bum.
Yes. He shouldn't be in that situation.
I ain't gonna say he's a bum, but that ain't why y'all lost, B.A.
Why we lost? We lost because of the base running. That one play.
Yeah.
That one play dictated, but that's youth. That's not knowing the pressure of the game.
But you know what, though, man? I look at that and I say, like, the youth part, the youth aspect is one
baseball.
Thing. But the youth also take chances. The youth, Albies.
No.
Albies did it a lot when he was his first couple years. He did a lot. He took off.
No, but what
he's
going to
score.
He's
going to put the
baseball
pressure on.
Baseball teaches you to you make sure you get the third base. Yeah. But that situation, you post a
free.
Go to second.
Yeah,
the way the Braves hit, just go to second.
Yep. Don't mess this
one
up.
One out.
Keep this inning going.
Yeah. Baseball teaches you, if you're going to get thrown out at home, let that runner get over there.
I cannot get thrown out trying to stretch nothing when Barry Bonds bat behind me. That's like common sense, right? You cannot do it.
Freddie Freeman hit the ball the whole series hard. Even when his outs, they was hard hit.
Freddie Freeman's just a flat out hit, man.
Yes.
He's a hitter.
Yes.
He ain't no power guy. No. He ain't no first baseman. He ain't no this, that. He is a hitter.
He's a ball player. You can't
put him in a box. He is a hitter.
You put him up there with two out.
He a hitter with
two outs, a run on third base, they can bring in Lee Smith from back in the day, Dennis Eckersley. He going to get a good swing on that ball.
Man, those closers back in the day, I don't know if the closers back in the day can hold up to these guys, man.
Man, you got mugs coming in with the stuff they got in the seventh inning.
No. You got guys with the stuff that the closers had in the past that don't get in the game.
Well, yeah, you right.
Man, listen.
Lee Smith threw hard, but.
He threw hard, but not nowhere near these guys.
Didn't have the stuff they. Don't none of these pitchers got the stuff.
Old boy started the game and set at 96, 98 against y'all.
I know. Redhead.
No.
Which one?
The ace of the Dodgers. I can't think of his name.
Bueller. Walker Bueller.
Bueller set at 96, 98 the whole game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
He just get in touch 100 when he needs to.
Yeah, but that's the type of pitching that wins in the playoffs. I get where the Braves are going, but we need a front of the rotation pitcher. But
yeah, honestly, right now.
If we had a DeGrom, that game seven makes a big difference. You get what I'm saying? We don't have nobody to pitch in them situations.
If you got a guy that you know that...
That going to go out and give me seven... No, back in the day, when you had a front of the rotation guy, it wasn't none of that. Reliever.
No,
came in to pitch seven, eight innings.
Get eight. Shields come in from the Angels and get the eighth inning, and then Troy Person close it out.
Yeah. Or the big Yankee. And you know who that is coming out the bullpen in the ninth.
Big Yankee.
Yankee closer.
Oh, talking about
Rivera.
And Mo. Lights out.
Yeah, like, it wasn't none of that playing around. You bring in a bullpen, got this in it. I don't know where he got that little system there from. Remember when I knew we was doomed. I'm going to tell you when I really knew we was doomed. And we showed a sign of desperation.
Game five.
Game five when he started that left-hander to start out.
Game five. Yeah.
That made it seem like we got too much pressure to close the game.
Game five said he was saying, I'm just going to try something. I'm going to throw something, see if it just stick on the wall.
And dude came in to pitch three good innings. But every bullpen guy is never going to be on a game.
No, but and that's the part of the manager. The manager has to say, oh, he ain't got it.
Right.
But what happens now, though, is.
But you got one starter.
Three batter minimum.
No, but you got one starter. You come in, you know after the first couple of innings if
what
he got it.
What you got, yeah.
But when you bring in a bullpen guy, you only know after he give up a run if he got it or not.
So as a manager.
You don't even get that inning.
As a manager, you bring a guy in and my phone's up. You bring a guy in.
You ain't have no phone.
And
I ain't see it.
He comes in flat.
Yeah.
And in the first, in the two, he gives up, runs, you got to pull him. But you know most managers don't do that.
No.
We're going to let him see. We're going to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Fourth inning, you down. You down five, six runs. It's over with. Ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Got to pull him. Get him out of there. But no, man, y'all had a good year. And I honestly thought y'all could win the World Series, man, because y'all could hit.
I wasn't worried about that.
Y'all can play. Anytime you can slide Acuna over to right field, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can play.
Right.
Y'all can play. And y'all can cut the ball off in the gap. Y'all can go get it. That's a good little team, man.
For the next 5 years.
Tough.
We finna be problems.
Tough.
And we will win one within the next 5 years.
Y'all tough, man.
Maybe two.
I will say that. Y'all tough. But y'all, I thought y'all could have got this one this year.
No, we needed that pitching. 3-1.
Y'all could have got them boys, man.
Man, we needed that pitching, man. Y'all could have got it, man. We couldn't close them out, telling you that when
pitcher can't pitch no better than they did the first couple games of the series.
Yes, but I'm saying we didn't have the pitcher's path to close out. You know in a seven-game series of baseball, you got to be able to close the series out more than you do to quite a lead.
You got to do both, yeah.
But you got to be able to do both, but you definitely got to be able to close the series out.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
And what makes it a little bad is you got to be able to do both, but you got to be, like you said, closing the game.
Dodgers hitters.
If you got them down 3-1, you're in closeout mode. All you got to do is close it out.
But we couldn't do it. Give every time we give up that inning, late inning home run.
Man, that at bat by Bellinger, man. I said it. Yeah, I ended up in a home run.
But you
I said,
can, listen, you talking about I said it.
No, I'm not saying, I didn't say he was going to hit a home run.
No, but what I'm saying
is
this.
Went 6-7 pitches. I said, man, that's too many pitches.
This is what I'm saying.
That's too many pitches for that dude to see.
When you got the Dodgers lineup, we can say that about everybody. Somebody is finna make some noise. That lineup is tough, man. You gotta be able to close it out. Yeah. And you got to have a lights out closer. You can't be having these left handers throwing 94 mile per hour with nothing. See, no put away. Smith don't have no put away pitch. He'll get 1-2 and didn't know how to get a pitch out. Didn't get a bat out.
Don't got that wipe out.
He don't got nothing to close a bat out.
Yeah.
That's his problem.
A good one has a wipe out that. You know they're going to chase. You don't, you don't want that pitch. You hope they chase. You want that one they got to chase.
You get two strikes on Randy Johnson, those type of pitchers, even the one that closed, that used to come in for the Miller. Remember? Brad, what the name? The lefty out the bullpen, Miller? Wipeout slider.
Miller from...
The one pitch for the Cardinals?
Yes.
And for the Indians. Yeah. And they bring him in after seven. They bring him in the seventh inning. If the runner's on base with one out.
He coming in, yeah.
He got a wipeout slider.
Yeah.
You wasn't hitting that. Period.
Yeah.
That dude ain't got that. We need pitchers like that. To win a World Series, you got to have all that.
You got to win one game, man.
Up 3-1, we got to win one game.
You win one game. All that you saying is right, but you got to just win one game.
Yeah, but...
Hold on, scratch call, win one game. Period.
But when you got a team as tough as the Dodgers, you yet so close, but yet so far.
Yeah.
Every time they play another game, it's like you get farther and farther away from your goal.
Because you have to play another one?
Because you got to play another.
That's why you got a scratch claw.
They had
you can to get that win. You
they had one. Everything. They listen. The Dodgers is a loaded team, and they still not gonna win. I don't think they're gonna win. No. I don't think that. Listen, they are still set up.
I don't think they pitch as good as the.
They are set up. Their team is still set up as if Kershaw is the ace.
He ain't.
And he's not the ace.
Yeah.
Walker Buehler is tough, but he's hittable.
Consistent. Yeah,
but he's erratic.
Yeah. But you know what, though? Walker Buehler ain't fooling nobody.
He's coming right after you.
You got to get you got to hit him. You hit him, you hit him. You don't, you don't.
But is that the type of pitcher you need in a series?
Yeah.
No, you need a pitcher that deception. That's what wins. No matter how hard you throw, the deception... He's not that deceptional pitcher.
He's a power pitcher. Yes, but I'm going to tell
straight
you.
Great power.
I'm going to tell you why a person like Buehler is deceptive. I'm going to tell you why.
I don't know why. He's deceptive.
You know why? When he throws
something. He be out there grunting after every pitch.
He throws something off speed. It's 92, 93.
Yeah, but that don't.
Hold on. But you got to catch. You got to barrel up 99.
Yeah, but these are major league hitters at the top of their game.
And he made them look like college players.
Yeah, but that's one night.
Game was on. The next day, he could be flat as a board.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You need that John Smoltz type of pitching. Smoltz threw 97, 98. But he had that wipeout slider that you, like, when you get two strikes, you might as well start walking to the dugout.
You ain't going to find a John Smoltz whose ball just moves just.
But I'm saying, you just go and walk back to the dugout. Sir, bye. Good game.
And I still believe that. Maddox, Smoltz, Glavin.
And Kershaw.
Being around each other like they were and working on grips and throwing with each other every single day. This is why they had the movement that they had because that, I don't think you'll ever see that again between a starting rotation.
You'll never
see it again.
Even our fifth starter could have been an ace on somebody's team. Yeah,
think of Steve Avery never got hurt.
Steve Avery, Kevin Millwood. You remember how good he pitched once he left the Braves?
Dangerous.
Yeah, we had good fifth starters. Like, that used to be our problem. Who's going to be our fifth starter this year?
Avery doesn't get hurt, man. Y'all. Bro.
Denny Nagel. We had more like that. Went, go somewhere else and then be damn near winning the Cy Young. Mm-hmm. And then come over there and win 20 games with the Braves as a fifth starter. Remember that? Denny Nagel.
Braves.
That's the type of Braves. We gonna get better. I just think Soroka gets back. We go out and get a Jacob DeGrom.
Stop right there. You want pitching, I know that. But you're going to have to go ahead and see what you're going to do as far as putting the team together as far as the pitching. But who you going to give up assets when you want to go get a pitcher?
No.
Who's going to be a free agent? Who's over there?
We going to sign? Listen, Braves is gamblers.
Y'all don't spend no money, though.
Right, we're gamblers. We gamble on 1 year. Like we did with Ozuna. And who last year?
Now, you know I wanted that dude for about 5 years, right?
Who?
Ozuna.
Yeah, but...
You know, I like him, man.
Nah, I like him.
He can play. He's like... He's not a guy you get behind and you be like, every day you just like hype about him every day. But like, he's a gamer, man. He honestly
is. No, I like him more after being this year.
Seeing him, yeah.
Yeah, like...
You didn't pay attention to him like that.
Like, nah, because I used to be like... You know, when they was breaking that team up.
The Marlins.
When they was breaking that team up, I was like,
I said it then.
I don't want Ozuna.
Look, I hated him in the Cardinals. I've liked him for a while, man, because I watched him play against the Giants, you know.
And the Braves did put a bid on Yelich. I remember that.
Christian, yeah.
They just didn't want to give him what. They didn't want to give up who? I think they wanted Ozzie Albies or something.
Albies, yeah.
Yeah, they wanted him. And Braves wasn't giving it up.
Nah, I would trade him up the middle like that. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, but for Yelich, the way he playing, you supposed to gave that up. The way Yelich is playing, yes. He's probably top five, like top three players in the league.
But why get Yelich when I got Albies and...
Now, they ain't going to pay him, but he's already on the contract, too.
He took less money. He ain't take no big money like he could have got.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, it was worth it.
He didn't want to go nowhere. But you got to win 1-3 or 3-1, man. Bottom line.
I mean, you got a different perspective. You just talking because you a Braves hater.
Man.
Yeah, you a Braves hater.
But so hey, you gonna, who do I hate going? The Braves or the Dodgers?
No, but I'm saying you're going to rub it in. It didn't matter whichever way it went, you was going to be happy. Yeah, you get the talking all to me if the Braves lost.
And now I got to root for the Braves to beat the Dodgers.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that.
See no Dodgers win the World Series. I'd rather see the Braves win the World Series than the Dodgers.
Nah, you would.
And I don't want to see neither one of them happen.
Nah, you don't want to see that.
I'd rather see the Braves win before the Dodgers.
The lesser of two evils.
Man, do you know how they've been waiting on the Dodgers win the World Series?
And I don't want them to get it.
Since 1988, they've been waiting, man. Come on, man. We don't want that.
You can't tell a Hollywood person nothing. Man, listen. You
can't tell a Dodger fan nothing.
Their team is set up as if Kershaw is the ace, and he's not the ace. He's the third starter.
But at the same time, do you still feel good about running Kershaw out there? Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You do, B.A. If you're a Braves fan and you had game 7 and Kershaw was your starter, you feel good about going into that game. You do. You know what he possibly could do, but he just hasn't showed up in the playoffs, man. So you're waiting on it to happen. Trash truck coming soon, though, Braves fan.